Haiti's president says he won't step down as violent protests grip the capital, by Hilary Leung. Haiti's embattled leader has made his first public statements since protests rocked the Caribbean nation's capital more than a week ago, vowing in a televised address that he will not step down. Voice of America reports that President Jovenel Moïse appeared on national television Thursday to address calls for his resignation. Critics claim his government lacks transparency and is ineffective. "I hear you," Moïse said in a speech aired by national broadcaster TNH and live-streamed on Facebook. "You are the reason I ran for president. I'm working for you." Over the past 8 days, protesters have taken to the streets of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and other cities to denounce what they say is rampant corruption in the country. At least 9 people have been killed amid the violent unrest, according to Al Jazeera. In the southern port city of Aquin, 78 inmates broke out of a prison while police were dealing with protesters, The Guardian reports. Current and former government officials have been accused of misappropriating Venezuelan loans meant for development after 2008, according to the BBC. Soaring inflation has also led to worsening living conditions for the population, 60% of whom live on less than $2 a day. Moïse said in his address that he had taken measures to improve the lives of Haitians, urging patience for reforms to take effect. He has reportedly called for dialogue with the opposition to no avail. Protesters appeared unmoved by the president's speech, and some were back on the streets shortly after. The U.S. Department of State has raised its travel alert for Haiti to level 4. "Do not travel due to crime and civil unrest," the Bureau of Consular Affairs advised on its website. Moïse has been in power since his electoral victory in November 2016. Previously a little-known entrepreneur, he campaigned on a promise of addressing climate change and corruption, as well as modernizing the agricultural industry to provide more jobs for citizens.